It's the kind of thing that you never forget. Peek behind the curtain with Truett.
Oh, hello and good evening, tuck shoppers. You're listening to 94.5 coming at you on your FM dial, bringing you a little lockdown lovin'. You're listening to Truett's FM, the podcast.
Sprung that on me.
What do you think?
Great. It's so smooth.
A little lockdown lovin'.
A little lockdown lovin'.
That's when you'd say, like, you'd be like, oh, here's the tune next. And you'd hear,
this morning, this afternoon, and this evening.
Whenever you're listening to this, coming right at you.
Whenever or wherever you are.
You're in the bath. You're in the car. You're in the car bath.
Oh,
imagine.
Isn't that going to be awesome?
You'd spend a lot of time driving if there was a car bath.
Yeah, otherwise I could take it or leave it.
Rosie Bird just loves a bath.
Well, you know, when the driverless cars come in, so I'm derobing already because it's really hot.
Things are hotting up in here.
When the driverless cars come in, you'll be able to book like a movie car if you've got to go for a long way,
yep.
Or like a gym car, which is just full of guys called Jim. Or
Jim. G'day, Jim.
Yeah.
And again, Jim.
Or you could book a spa car or a bath car.
Yeah, or just you're getting your nails done car.
I'd want it to be private. I wouldn't want to have to get into a bath car with random strangers.
Oh, you wouldn't want to. What's that Uber X and then there's Uber? What's the one where you share?
R plus.
Whatever. Oh, no, triple X plus.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but if you got, yeah, imagine that, getting in thinking you're in the spa by yourself, then realizing you don't have enough money.
And you know what happens?
So you have to do the share one. What?
In the spa.
I don't know.
Well, you get pregnant in the spa.
Yes, and also grossness. I think spas are gross.
Did your parents tell you that you could get pregnant in a spa?
No, right. I had very different parents to yours.
When I was growing up, I was categorically told, beware of spas because you get pregnant in a spa.
Oh.
It's so funny though because my parents are scientists. Like the things we tell our kids just to make sure that they won't do stupid shit.
Yeah, so they didn't actually think it. They just wanted you to
stay out of spas, but why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, introducing.
Oh, yeah.
Today on our podcast, we've got someone very special. We haven't had very many winners on our podcast.
No, we've just picked losers.
We've just had a lot of losers on our podcast. And this
present company included.
Included indeed. This week we've got something ultra special. We've got the winner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, not the runner-up, not the second runner-up.
I can't wait to hear who you're talking about.
We've got the winner of the Tasmanian Gluten-Free Championship Pancake Competition, Miss Samantha Lowes.
Great. And what I need to know also is where I'm from.
Tasmania.
Oh, right. G'day. Well, I travel a lot, so I just didn't know where my last address was. So, yeah.
Did I not say it? I thought I said it.
Yep. Tassie. I spent a lot of time in Tassie.
Oh, your accent's shite.
Perfecting. I spent a lot of time in Tassie perfecting my gluten-free recipes, and the pancake one was it took out 2019. But thank you so much.
2012, I think you mean.
2012, yes. Yeah. I must admit, I am a bit starstruck being on your show, Rosie.
Yeah, being on
Truett's has been a dream of mine, so I'm actually flummoxed. I'm usually pretty cool hand. They call me Cool Hand Luke in the bakery world.
Cool Hand Luke?
Cool Hand. It's Cool Hand Sam, actually.
Right.
See, I didn't even remember my new handle, but I'm a little bit starstruck and my tongue
my
is all
is
twisted.
Luca Warm. Luca Warm pancakes.
Luca Warm to meet you. Yeah, but 2012 was a good year for us.
Yeah.
And by when I say us, I mean me.
Yeah. And your pancake hands.
And my pancake, both of my hands.
Your flippers.
It is. You have seen. So you've seen some shows, obviously.
I've been watching reruns of the championships on YouTube.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just been a natural thing for me. Most of my life, I've always used my hands as flippers. But people seem to find it quite sort of mesmerizing, I guess. But it's natural to me that I don't need any tools when I make my pancakes.
The way you manhandle those gluten-free babies.
Elbows I use as whisks.
It was pretty sexy.
And then I use my panhandles as my flippers.
Look, I hope you get the win next year.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And our next guest this evening, thank you so much, Sam, all the way from Tassie. I'd like to introduce the winemaker and packet cake mix connoisseur,
oh,
all the way from Seldovia, Alaska, Rosie Burgess.
Oh, yes. And a good day to you. I'm from Alaska.
Hiya.
Yeah.
Things are so funny up there.
What kind of accent do they have up there? Is it American sounding?
Yeah.
Canadian?
Yeah, Canadian-American, I reckon.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
All right, let me tell you about my wine and my packet cake. What we did have was packet wine. And we had packet wine and real-life cake. But we found people were really just not on board with that as a concept. So we mixed it up and now we have packet cake and real wine.
And that's how you came up with your business name, Mix It Up.
Mix It Up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Mix it up and then throw something weird in as well.
That's
so
right,
wine
that's
is right. Inside your packet make. So it's dehydrated wine.
They're wine cakes.
All right. Yep. That'd be great if it was actually for Hawaiian. So if it was
Hawaiian cakes. It's a new market for us. So it's just basically just add water.
Yeah.
And just like Jesus, we turn the water into wine and cake.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for dropping in.
It's a pleasure. So I feel like it's an eclectic mix on the show today. Can't go wrong with these.
I don't know what a Tasmanian accent is. Isn't that just us?
Yeah.
Thanks for throwing me in the hot water.
Well, Alaska.
Yeah.
How do I sound northern?
Well, it's just, it's very northern American.
I was trying
Canadian.
To sound cold when I was talking. Yeah. Do I sound cold?
I came across pretty cold.
Oh, we're catching up with me this week.
Boom.
As the Stings suggests. Do you know I love it how Americans say suggest?
They don't.
Yeah, they do. They pronounce both the G's and both differently. So it's suggest. So the first G is a G and the second G is a J.
I think we need an American to ring in and tell us if that's correct.
If only we had a ringing number, you could call 555.
666-712-555-859.
That's the number. If you could remember it, you could call it and you'd get us every time.
Yeah.
So call us.
There's a sting for you.
Call us on that number.
Actually, we will will come up with something so that people can call us. That'll be the next thing.
Could I just say, I'm going to give out a... We are just about to make Truette mugs, right?
Yeah, we're going to put our own mugs on some mugs.
Right. And so I am going to say right now, we haven't even talked to the CEO of this company.
Which is me.
Which is Rosie. I'm telling you right now what we're going to do. If anyone can remember the number that we just gave out, and you can write it in.
Can't you just rewind?
Oh, but who can be bothered doing that? I'm just saying.
Can you rewind a podcast?
Okay, the first savvy person that can rewind and tell us what that number is, we'll give you a mug.
Oh, yeah. If you post that number onto our Instagram, we'll give you a mug.
How about, let's make it a bit more difficult.
Yeah.
If you post it on a dog poo bag and hang it in the Carnegie Park where we walk our dog.
If you are like us and in lockdown and that is out of your 5-kilometer radius.
Yeah, too bad. So sad.
You can use Instagram. Tell us what you've been up to, Slam.
Well, so happy this week because we were told that we're in a 6-week fully hardcore stage 4 lockdown. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, part of me is kind of excited. I don't have to go to work. I can't go to work. So I'm at home. And with my loved ones in an amazing house with a fireplace and the cutest dog ever and 2 awesome cats and an awesome kid and an okay partner. And I just get to potter around and do stuff. So
really,
not too sad.
We somehow have hit this weird jackpot of living the dream in this lockdown. And, you know, my heart goes out to so many people who are not. But that is not us.
Yeah, my heart... almost goes out to those people too, but I'm too busy thinking about how amazing my life is being locked down with you. No, I do feel bad. You know what I feel sad for? San Quentin.
Who?
San Quentin.
Who's that?
The jail over.
Oh, right. I thought it was a person. But I get it.
I feel bad for Sam and Quentin. Couple we just met before lockdown?
No, I think there's like people in jail, people in bad relations. I think we've had this conversation before. Mm. There are a lot of people who'd be having the shittest possible time right now.
And our hearts go out to you.
Just lucked out. And it isn't us. So that's
so listen to our podcast. If you're having a shit time and you're one of those people, have a listen to our podcast and how great our life is.
Forget about it.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah. We can't go anywhere or do anything, but we're cool.
Jeez Louise is pretty good.
Yeah. What about
you?
Oh,
you know what I was thinking about?
Yeah.
I was thinking about how locking down and how, no one would know exactly what's going on. We have to wear masks, but I was just thinking about how I used to brush my teeth for other people. Now I'm brushing it for myself.
Because
I'm breathing into my own face.
Blows back in your face. It's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
That is one of the downsides of the whole mask biz.
But also that reminds me of how George came up with this really awesome saying, snap off a whiz and put some bristles on your bones.
Yeah, because before bed we always say, now do a wee and brush your teeth. It's like, no, I'm going to snap off a whiz and put my bristles on my bite bones. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Certainly cooler than anything I would have ever said as an 11-year-old child.
What about you? I've taken up all the time. Why don't you just give us a short little rendition of what's going on for you?
I think my favorite thing that's been happening recently is that my nickname's really taken off. And like just randomly, a lot of people have been calling me Danger.
Has it?
Yeah.
When have you seen these people?
Oh,
no,
like
one.
On the telephone or
who?
Over the socials.
Who?
Natty and others.
When?
Just like I said, over the phone calls.
I need proof because I don't believe it.
No, it's just been happening quite a bit that people have been just like picking up my nickname and running with it. And it's, you know, it's feeling really like validating and I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, well, I've just got to say very quickly that.
You have to be very quick.
Yeah, well, it's just that we got it playing the Xbox game and we're playing a car driving game and you could change the number plate. And so Rosie went to change the number plate.
From Horizon.
Yes, yes, I'm about to tell them the whole story. So she's going to change the number plate from Horizon. She wanted to change it to Danger. And you have to change it by each letter every time. So it started with H, Horizon, and she got to D and then pressed some wrong button. And now the number plate is D-Horizon.
So we're driving around this stupid car with a number plate called
D-Horizon. Come on, D-Horizon.
Shit.
Well done, Danger.
We are such Xbox losers.
Hey, it was you.
Fair enough, fair enough.
You ask why, we'll tell you why. Even if we don't have the answer right.
Right, 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 right. Or wrong, 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 wrong. So this is the cerebral part of the podcast where we really
dig deep. My least favourite.
And we answer some questions. So we've got some questions coming through on the socials. And, I mean, like some of them are amazing. Like I'm going to answer, I think we should answer this one. Do penguins have knees?
No. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they've been given to ostriches because ostriches have two. They have double two kneecaps.
Knees?
They have double patellas.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean their leg bends in two places?
I don't know. I just know that they have like four patellas.
That's an overabundance of patella.
Well, not really. That they obviously need them for something.
They need them.
They need them for something. But that's where the penguins' knees have gone.
Yep. Do penguins have niece? Yes.
And nephews.
Nieces and nephews, definitely. Yeah. So that was Lisa Carr that asked that question.
Pretty easy answer.
Both kind of elements there for you, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Both the family side of things and the physiological side of things. Do you have a question there?
I think I've done a danger and I've clicked on something wrong.
Oh, right.
So
here's a question that you could start wrapping your mind around, which is, This is from Kristen NH.
Hit us, Kristen.
Kristen asked the question, I think you'll like this, if dogs had pockets, what would you find in them?
Oh, what a great question.
So good.
Well, I think other dogs.
Well, you'd find other dogs in their pocket.
Yeah, totally. They love playing with other dogs.
Oh, yeah. So bigger dogs would just have like...
little dogs waiting in there.
Little. So you'd have like a...
playmates.
A big husky with a little chihuahua in its pocket.
No, or maybe a tiny dog with a big pocket. So like, you know, a little corgi might have a big Great Dane in a big pocket. Just
I reckon our dog would have a lot of pairs. She'd always have a pair of dirty underpants in her pocket.
Yeah. Or and a pair of rolled up socks.
She loves her rolled up socks.
What else would they have? New York Times. She loves reading the New York Times.
Poo bag.
Oh, yeah. She loves picking up her own poo. Loves picking up her own poo.
Yeah. What else would a dog have in their pocket? It's such a great...
What else would a dog have in its pocket?
I think they would definitely have the car keys in their pocket. Because how often do you go to walk the dog and you're like, where are my keys? Where are my keys? Where are my keys? And the dog's going, it's on the fucking bench. It's on the fucking, look on the fucking bench. But they can't say it. So if they had the pocket, boom, they could just always have the car keys.
And you know when they are. Great answer.
I think that would be good.
That's a really good answer. What a great question.
That is a really good question, Kristen. Thank you so much. We love it. This is a question that I really like as well. It's from Leanne Reardon. She says, why is phonetically spelled with a PH?
Oh, Leanne, that just pisses me off why they do that. Why would you do that?
That is like the most ironic thing ever.
Because I think...
Alanis, huh? Speaking of...
Yeah, speaking of it, Alanis, is it ironic?
She missed that one, didn't she?
But she made lots of cash.
She'd be disappointed. She's probably listening to the
She'd
podcast
She'd be disappointed
now.
In nothing.
To know that she'd missed such a truly ironic thing.
No. I think that she wouldn't be pissed off at all. She's just rolling in her cash.
She's just rolling around laughing.
Ironically.
About how no one knows what the word means anymore because it's all so fucked up.
Because Alanis is fucked up. Anyway, phonetically, yeah. Oh, my God, Leanne. Whew. And I'm not a big fan of people spelling things wrong on purpose either. Like quick with a K. Don't do it to me.
So bad. Like we often, when we were allowed to drive to other places, would drive past this place that was called Cool School. And it was like an after school program, but the cool was spelt with a K. And the school was spelt with a K. And I'm like, oh, wouldn't send my kid there ever because you've spelled it wrong.
No.
Like it's hard enough to get the kid to learn how to spell in the first place without sending them to a school that's
sorry,
wrong.
Cool School. You're not getting our business with a Z.
Totally. Although sometimes on you know how George has got like that messenger chat with his mates when they're like ready to
Ready
play
to
with
rumble.
Each other or go and ride a bike together or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes and it's obviously it's not his messenger chat. It's under my name. So I'll get these messages popping up on my messenger that just say like, boys.
With 4 or 5 Z's.
And George will be like, and then another one will go, yeet. And George will go, oh, Mom, can you just write back for me? Because he'll be doing something. He'll be like, he'll go, you're right. You come my place today. And he'll be like, don't spell it right. Don't spell it right.
And Rose is like going, it's very difficult for me to do this.
Yeet, yeet. All right, boys. Hey.
Boys.
You know what it's time for?
What is it?
It's time for, I think it's one of our newest segments. We don't always get to squeeze it in, but we're going to squeeze it in today. Mm. Like a pimple on
your bottom.
You don't
squeeze a pimple in.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
a
when you have trouble.
On your bottom, you'd squeeze it in.
Oh.
No, you squeeze it out, you think. What do you squeeze in?
Nothing. You squeeze in someone into an appointment?
You'd squeeze in a wee if you were not ready to go, if you couldn't go yet.
I hold it in. You wouldn't squeeze in a wee. Yeah, you might. You'd squeeze in an elevator. Come on, one more.
On a crowded tram.
Right.
Definitely. Well, that's actually such a good segue, isn't it? Because this section is
Why I Like It.
So are you ready? Have you got the envelope?
Yeah, I've got the envelope.
All right.
Sealed envy.
And this time the sealed envy is a little different because it's got
four or six choices.
No, you're just from Tasmania. I think they just say it five or six.
Yeah, but I'm German heritage and that.
Okay. So you just we're just going to open up the envelope. We're going to just pick one out without looking.
Hey, for those who haven't heard this potty, this is a section where we pull out a random word which we haven't seen before, and then we've got a timed situation to we get. I don't know how long we get.
Got 4 minutes.
4 minutes to tell
as many reasons as possible
why we like it.
Why we like it. Are you
okay,
ready?
Okay, I'm going to rip it open. You're going to open it up.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, opening up. And here, put your hands in there.
Oh, I just suddenly felt nervous.
Oh, did you?
Just put you my hand in there. I'm like, ooh, do I want to put my hand in there? Okay, ready, set, go. Thongs.
Oh, off you go.
Why I like thongs. I mean, the quintessential reason, the number one reason why I like thongs is because it stops the bottom of my feet from burning the fuck off when I'm walking on hot sand.
Great. Yeah. I like thongs because, amazing fly swatter.
Oh, yes.
I'm not into, you know, killing animals overly, but when the fly's in there and Rosie Burgess is losing her shit and you can't find anything else, thongs are really amazing.
Okay, that is a good one. Why I like thongs? I also like thongs because if you go, you know, so you pad on down to the swimming pool and you've got your towel and your thongs and your gogs and you're like ready to go. Damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot my hand flippers. You know?
Yeah. I always forget my hand flippers.
So thongs off of the feet, onto the hands, boom, instant hand flippers.
I can count on two hands how many times I've forgotten my hand flippers. Okay, I like thongs because sometimes when you poke your tongue out, it's just not long enough. So you have to just put it the tongue over the outside your mouth to just go, nah, my tongue's longer.
So extension.
Yeah, it's type a tongue. Of... Yeah, great tongue extender.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because who hasn't wished for
move
a
on.
Tongue
extender? Move on.
Extender.
It's my worst one. Come on, move on.
Another really good use for thongs, obviously, is if you're playing charades and you have to act out a seal.
Charades?
Charades. So, obviously, you put the thongs on your hands and
clap them together.
Or if you were at the opera and you wanted your clap to really carry.
Love it.
Thongs onto the hands. I feel like I like thongs on your hands better than on your feet.
I'm going to get your T-shirt that says I like thongs on my hands. There you go. I like thongs. You know why, Rosie?
I keep thinking you're saying songs.
I like thongs.
With a little bit of a lift.
Oh, you know I like thongs because they're so amazing. There's 666 ways why I like thongs. And I've got a 666 page lift out that tells you all about how much I like thongs.
I've got 666 thongs on my iPad.
It's on my Sony iPad. It's a Sony PlayStation. Okay, so I like thongs. I had a good one because when you got your monthly time of the month.
Yep.
Some people call it your period. Some people call it your monthly. Some people have horrible names for it, but I won't go into that. When you don't have a pad, just a little bit of tissue on top and pop the thong on there. It works a treat. Yeah.
Shitballs. I like thongs because when you're camping, a thong, like, all right, here we go. You know when you're camping and you really need to do a poo, but you don't want maybe to announce that to the whole group that you need to go off.
Because that's what people normally do.
Right. Well,
I'm off to poo.
Usually you have to take the shovel, right?
Oh, yeah, and that gives it away.
And everyone's like, oh, she's got the shovel.
Where's she off to?
We know what she's doing. And I don't know why, but just like knowing that somebody's pooing. It's just changes.
Where's Rosie going? Oh, off to fill up the jug of water? No. She's off to dump. Pooing.
And you come back and everyone looks at you sort of questioning, good, good, how'd you go? And I feel like that's confronting.
out of 10.
Sometimes you just want to sneak off and do a little poop in the bush by yourself without people knowing, right? Got your thongs on, which is really good so you don't get like bitten by a snake or a spider.
Yep.
Pad, 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 into the bush, thong off.
Yeah.
Use thong as digging tool.
Oh, what?
Yeah, like dig your hole.
Not with a thong.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, I'm poo-pooing your idea, but
you're
yes.
You're poo-pooing my poo yeah, idea.
A stiff thong will do it. Yeah, yep, gotcha.
Dig the hole with the stiff thong, pop it back on your foot, do your biz.
None the wiser.
Pad, 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 back to camp.
Where'd you go, Rosie?
Just a bit of bird watching.
Uh-huh. Eh? Why is your thong so dirty? Why is your right thong so dirty?
I use my left. Yeah. I'm a left thong pooer.
It's not time to take a whiz. It's time for the relationship quiz.
That's right.
It's that time of the afternoon or evening or morning for you guys. For us, it's now.
I liked that. That was really,
thank you,
wistful. It's not time
to take a whiz.
It's time for the relationship quiz.
Oh, that was slightly.
Quiz.
Slide up.
Quiz.
And then do it when you slide down.
Quiz. So, I've got a quiz for us today.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And it's called Which Celebrity Couple Are You and Your Significant Other? Significant Other was, you know, when you make it into like, it was S.O. It took me ages to work out what
where from?
S.O was.
In what context?
Like on the quiz, it said, which celebrity couple are you and your S.O.? Oh. I'm like, S.O.?
S.O.
What is my S.O.? Sister, orphan.
Sister's orifice.
So I couldn't work it out. And then I got there.
I'm so glad you did.
Significant other. So I thought this would be helpful for us. It says, are you more Brangelina or Billary? I don't know who Billary are.
Is that Bill Hinton and Clearly? Bill Hinton. Bill Hinton and Clearly, both from America.
Bill Hinton.
In
give
the
it
pot.
Up for Clearly.
Clearly and Hinton. Okay. Imagine meeting them. I had a friend who met Vicar and Linda Bull, and she said she got tongue-tied, and she said, you know who you are too. You're listening out there. When she met Vicar and Linda Bull, she got all starstruck and went, oh, it's nice to meet you, Licker.
Oh.
And you, Vinda. So Hillary and Clinton, I don't even know who you are.
That's
going to
be embarrassing when we hang out with them.
It is, again.
Yeah. All right, are you ready? So I'm going to ask the questions and then we're going to decide what the answer is. So first question is, where are the two of you on a typical Friday night? Dancing at a club, home with Netflix, in bed doing the dirty, doing your own things at a show or concert, or home with family?
We're usually doing our own things at a show or a concert with our family.
Yeah, all the bottom line. I think we'll go with at a show or a concert.
Well, are we talking? We're talking about not COVID, right?
Yeah, I think
because otherwise
typical,
it'd just be like home.
Typical 220. Everything's at home, but yeah, no. I think on
yeah,
a
Friday
night
we're yeah,
usually out.
Great ticket
working. PDA is. Do you
what's
know what
that?
PDA is?
Personal disciplines of actions.
Personal display of affection.
Right. Close.
Is dot dot. Disgusting. Sexy. Not appropriate. Fun. Necessary. Normal.
It really depends who it is, but normally I'm not into it. Other people. Or for us. Is it us?
Us. So
oh, us. Like yeah. Oh, it's fine.
Normal, yeah. I love a double standard.
I don't want to see no one else do it, but I'm really hot when I do it.
Oh, it's the best. How often do you fight? Never. A normal amount. Maybe too much. All the time. We always forgive each other. We're fighting right now.
I think we're fighting in our eyes.
What, right now?
Yeah. You just don't know it.
Ba-doo, ba-doo.
Ow.
I would go with a normal amount. Well, personally.
Yeah, it's relative to whom. But yeah, we have a crack.
Yeah, we don't like, I don't feel like we fight that much.
We misunderstand.
Yeah. Go, what?
Yeah.
What?
That'll escalate into a little sort of situation, but it's not fight.
You'd like this one because there's a picture of Billery.
I said we don't fight. What did you think? Clillery
or whatever you said.
Clillery and Hinton.
Yeah. There's a picture of Clillery here in a whole bunch of different clothes. And it says, who wears the pants in your relationship? I do.
Clillery.
My partner does. We share the pants. Pants are a social construct. There are no pants. We're always naked. Who cares?
Oh, I'd love to share pants because Rosie gets to wear all of my clothes whenever she wants, but I don't because I'm the bigger spoon.
Hardly.
Being the bigger spoon is really difficult because you have all these cute outfits and these great clothes and you can't wear them. You've got tinier shoes. You can always slip into my thongs. You can always slip into my, you know, whatever other my boots
it.
And stuff.
I love where this is going.
Anyway,
well,
so
you should
the
just
answer
do
is
what I've been doing lately. Just stop exercising. Slim right down.
Oh yeah, but that's not going to help me. I'm not exercising. Exercising my right to tell you to shut up.
Stop not exercising.
The answer is
we share the pants. Oh, or who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
What fucking pants?
Yeah.
What duet would you sing at karaoke? Oh. A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
This one says something stupid. Like as in it's a song, something stupid.
Oh, or are they saying just a stupid song?
It's called something stupid. We obviously don't know it.
We're old.
Summer Nights. Is that?
That's not Summer Lovin'.
Oh, I thought that was that.
Don't know that song either.
It's that song from the 80s, Summer Nights. Summer Nights. I got to play the bass to that song when I was subbing in with the Party Girls.
Oh, Party Girls? How Aussie do you stand right
now? The Party Girls.
Party Girls. You from Tassie?
Now I've had the time of my life.
Never felt this way before. Yes, I swear it's the truth. And I owe it all. I've been waiting for so long for somebody to have a known.
All right. Crazy in Love. That's a Beyonce song. Got me looking so crazy in love. Love it. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, I've got the croony songs.
All right. Do you want to sing that one? Yep.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
Are you happy with that?
Sure am. What's the grossest thing you can do around each other? Bite your nails, skip a shower, burp or fart, pee, poop. Ew. None of the above.
All of the above except for poo. We're both not fans of the pooping in front of each other.
Oh, yeah. You really don't like it.
Well, you also just go, oh, I'm pooing. And I'll go, oh, yeah, backing off.
You tend to come quite close.
You love me to chat with you in the bathroom.
Yeah, but I don't like a close chat during a poo.
No,
I'm happy to stand back.
I don't want to stand back. Once I know what you're doing, I'll step all the way back. And I think that's a private, like that's just for you.
My favorite poo is just for you. Is to chat with you while you're pooping when you're camping. Love it. Because you get like, you look like a deer in the headlights.
Yep.
It's the best.
Yep. I don't like it. I want it. That's my. It's my time.
What are you doing? Don't film me.
It's my time.
What TV show would you binge watch together? The Bachelor, House of Cards, American Horror Story, Parks and Recreation, Modern Family. We don't watch TV.
Parks and Recreation, without a doubt.
What's your favorite cuddling position? Spooning, face to face, with a laptop, one-sided cuddling, sex. We don't cuddle.
Maybe it's one-sided one.
What does that mean, one-sided cuddling?
Oh, it's one person wanting it and the other one not.
That's not my fave. I reckon
struggle cuddle, I think it's called.
Struggle cuddle. They should have said struggle cuddle.
Not into it. Hug me. Not into it. Hug me. Hug me more.
I'm hugging you anyway. Yeah. Spooning, I reckon.
Yeah, I like I'm on my back, you're on the front spoon.
Oh, I think that's one-sided cuddling. I also do love to cuddle with my laptop.
Yes, you do.
If your relationship...
Wait, if you had to choose between cuddling me or the lappy, be honest.
Don't make me
no
choose.
One's listening.
If your relationship birthed a love child, what unique quality would it have? Vanity, power, class, mystique, humour or trust?
Truma.
Humour.
It'd have trust and humour together.
Trumor. Oh, my God.
What would we get?
We got 90s Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Oh, I love
you
it.
You are basically a perfect couple. In fact, your only flaw is that you might actually be too perfect to be real. And that's why it might never work out. But whether you're actually together or not, the world will always continue rooting for you too.
Oh, that's why I love lying on those,
oh
these
my
things.
God. I don't think we even did. I'm
just kidding.
That.
I feel. Am I Brittany and you're Timby?
I'm definitely Timby. Yeah.
I'm not as trashy as
oh, yeah, yeah.
Brits.
You are.
Am I?
Yeah.
Pretty trashy.
I'm preppy and you're trashy.
I always found Timby to be quite the catch.
Yeah. Such that's a good why boy. You want to be with me. And I thought Brittany was hot. So
did
perfect.
You?
We genuinely must be a perfect couple.
Oh, I love you.
Here we go. So.
Song of the week. We do a new song each. Song of the week. Always a new song.
I reckon Brittany and what was the name of the guy?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
You can't even remember your own name, Danger.
I reckon they probably did a few songs of the week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they probably did a bit of together.
Pooping in the bush.
getting him using his thong to dig the hole.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Brittany, I got this.
This it whole segment over. Must have sounded so weird. If you are from America.
Oh, yeah.
We should just put a disclaimer out there that thongs are a type of footwear.
Not
a type of underpants.
Yep.
That's going to be confusing.
Disclaimer. If you listened this far, well, good on you.
How weird would this have been? It's like when I was a kid.
If you're Chillery or Hinton listening to this, Chillery?
Clillery
and Chinton. Hinton.
Clillery and Hinton.
If you're listening to this right now, a thong in Australia is you call it a flip-flop?
Flip-flop.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah, flip-flop.
When I was a kid and I stole a, what do they call those books? A Mills and Boone book from the library. I had to steal it because I didn't want to have to check it out in case.
Porno. You know.
Yeah. Anyway, I was reading this Mills and Boone book under the covers.
Oh, little Rosie.
And this guy slapped her on her fanny. And I sprang out of the bed going, what?
Oh,
and I was incensed for her that he just walked up and slapped her on the fanny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit.
Isn't that funny though, wasn't that fanny, that they, in America, they have a fanny pack, right?
Right.
We call it a bum bag. But they wear the fanny pack on the front.
We
wear our bum bag on the front. No one puts our bum bag on the back. Maybe they did back in the day. But that's confusing too.
Oh, that's so backwards. So, yeah.
So slapped her on the fanny.
Slapped her on the fanny. And obviously, you know, to me as an Australian child, a fanny was a vagina.
Yeah, same.
He just walked up and slapped her on the vagina. It took me a long time.
Have you
to
not
work
just
out.
Had a big slap on your vagina?
From a random.
Well, after we finish this.
She was
guess
standing
what's
at the photocopier and he walked up and slapped her on the vagina.
And you're going. Well, how was her vagina even out of the... she was probably photocopying her vagina.
I was so mad for her. It ruined the whole love story. Anyway, song of the week. Speaking of love story.
Yeah.
This week, our song of the week, we're doing a song. It's not a brand new song. This week, we're going to sing a song that we wrote recently.
And we've just also recently made a video.
A video for it.
We made a music video for this song and we're really happy with the outcome.
That's right. So if you would like to look at the video, it basically just has me and Sam in it because obviously
COVID,
we got locked down. But there was this 5-minute window where we were unlocked for a minute and our neighbour Tom could come over and be in the video and he nailed it.
He nailed the crap out of it.
Yeah. So this is called 9 out of 10 and it's about love.
Yeah.
So jump on our socials if you haven't already, on our Instagram or our Facebook, and show it some love.
Yeah, get in contact with us. Keep in contact with us because we love the messages. We're loving the mail we're getting. We're loving all the amazing – we only want positive feedback.
Yeah. So, and if you can still remember that phone number.
Yeah, if you remember the phone number that we made up during this podcast, this episode, let us know.
And we'll send you a mug.
We'll send you a mug with our mugs.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, Cutro.
Good counting, my girl.
What should I say? Gracias. It's gracias on the other side.
Gracias.
You make me feel so complete.
Merci.
By complete, I mean nearly. Beaucoup. And there's a couple of things you do that shit me life. Life with you is no boring chore. In fact, you don't do that many chores. And I've been thinking about it and it just hit me. I love you. 9 out of 10. You ask me to add it up again. Nope, it's still 9 out of 10.
Nerf out of 10.
You get 1 point off for the toilet roll.
And it's one less point for the way you snore.
But you get 1 point back for always rescuing me from that awkward guy at the Christmas party. Chini San Shifo Kuroko. Please take this in the way it's meant. You're scoring almost 90%. And it's good to have room for improvement.
Like
the most recent Star Wars film. Or anything made with dill. Those things also could use improvement. I love you. 9 out of 10. You ask me to add it up again. Nope, it's still 9 out of 10. I love you. 9 out of 10. You ask me to add it up again. Nope, it's still 9 out of 10. To the 9 out of 10. To the 9 out of 10. To the 9 out of 10.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 9 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Please don't ask me again.
Woohoo! That's it for this week.
Konbanwa.
Ohio.
I think that means good night in Japan.
Malatov.
In Japanese.
Sweet dreams and good afternoon.
Yes.
May you enjoy the rest of your day.
Goodbye. Truettes Season 2 was sponsored by the following patrons from our Patreon page.
If you'd like to have your name here, jump on board and sign up like these cool cats did.
A special, special thanks goes to Tiff Lowe's,
Jay Edwards,
Amanda Owen,
Barbara and Ellen,
The Worth Family,
Kate Jackson,
John G,
Robert Giles,
Lisa Ryan,
Juanita and Richard Taylor,
Bronwyn Robotham,
Simone Sheridan,
Lizzie McCarthy,
Emma Kane,
Chris Eilers,
Lou and Dave Wignall,
Richard Parton,
Carolyn Horay,
Danny Gibbons,
Judy,
Jesse Collins,
Daniel Townsend,
Christopher Coleman,
Catch Holt,
Angie Carson,
Lisa Palmer,
Natalie Russell,
Liz Denniston,
Jeff and Tamara,
Nancy and Rachel,
Kelly Brewer,
Leanne Slinger,
Lee Boltnick,
Carol Mansfield,
Michael Bentley,
Yaminga and Bill,
Wazza Jenkins,
Louise White,
Lyndall Montgomery,
Margaret and Kathy,
Hannah Ackfield,
Kate Barnard, and Andrea Kerwin.
Ah, over and out. See you next week, Tigers.
Our special guests today were us.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. Go ahead and like, share and swish on all the social media platforms. You could even leave us a review if it floats your boat. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.